What's up, Knicks Nation? It is Anthony, and this is episode 61 of the Knicks Nation podcast. We recorded this about 7 days ago. We live streamed it on YouTube. We actually never got around to putting it into the audio form. So that's what we're doing now. We're putting it into the audio form. Episode 61. We get into the Knicks-Celtics opening night. This was prior to the full schedule being released. We get into some preseason games that the New York Knicks have, the Precious Achiuwa news. There's some still good nuggets in this episode. And obviously, if you're a New York Knicks fan, we just appreciate every single one of you and can't wait for the season to start. But yeah, this was recorded about 7 days ago. Still a fun episode. And just wanted to get you guys this episode out there on the audio side. So enjoy episode 61 of the Knicks Nation podcast. Appreciate every single one of you. Here we go.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered.
Puts up a three. Bang! Bang! He ties the game!
Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What's up, Knicks Nation? What's going on? I'm Anthony, joined by my podcast co-host Chris. This is episode 61 of the Knicks Nation podcast. Appreciate you guys joining us on this Monday evening. Decided to come on here and talk about some New York Knicks basketball. We got some schedule leaks that we'll talk over. But first, Chris, what's going on, brother?
Not much, man. Happy to be back here talking about Knicks, everything Knicks, right? You know, JB recently named captain of the New York Knicks, which is nice. Great honor. Couldn't happen to a better guy.
Cap.
You know, and just waiting on more and more news about this Knicks team. So ready to chop it up with you, man. How you been?
Been good since our last podcast episode. Obviously, Brunson was named captain, like you said. Precious Achiuwa has re-signed with the New York Knicks, as we expected. Expecting some great things from Precious Achiuwa, but we'll get into all that. Oh, Scott King was lost to the San Antonio Spurs, our video guy. He really helped Tom Thibodeau in terms of challenges this past season. I kind of went under the radar. Scott King was Thibs' guy. You always looked at Scott King and was like, should I challenge this or not? But yeah, he's in San Antonio. But Chris, 69 days until the New York Knicks play the Boston Celtics on opening night, October 22nd. We found that out today, and we all saw this coming, right? It's Knicks, Boston. I think the Boston Celtics get their rings on that night. So what better night to spoil a ring ceremony than with the New York Knicks victory? I'm excited. I knew this was gonna happen. Knicks Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, That's the matchup a lot of people wanted to see, right? They wanted to see Knicks versus Celtics. Yeah. Obviously, that didn't happen. So I guess this is the NBA's way of going, you know what, let's give you what you guys wanted and let's do it early. You know, so that's going to be a hell of a matchup. I know it's obviously super early in the season. So not sure what you could take out of it, but hey, man, I'll be happy to watch nonetheless.
Come on, man. We're Knicks fans. If we win that night, October 22nd, here's the poster, Knicks at Boston. So there will be no Chris Asperzingis because, remember, he's dealing with the foot injury. So, first of all, shout out to Connor with that poster. It's fire. But, yeah, there will be no Porzingis, but still, it's going to be on national TV. We're going to unleash the troops. Brunson, Bridges, Ananobi, Randall, Mitch. And you know we're going to go crazy if we win that night, no matter if there's Porzingis, if not. I mean, we're going to be hyped because this is the matchup that – this is the team that we need to beat to ultimately reach our goal is the Boston Celtics. They're the defending champs, right? So right off the bat, you got them. We got them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the measuring stick right there, right? That's the team that we want to overcome. But you know what? I just think back to, you know, the previous time when we played Boston. I believe it was also opening night, if I'm not mistaken.
It's always
Boston. We won a thriller You know, yeah. I believe it was an overtime win. Knicks fans go crazy. And our after that point, I felt like our season just torpedoed. It was just downhill from there. So maybe we scale it back a little bit, you know?
yeah. But, you know, this night's going to be obviously the talk of the town. And obviously, look, it's August 12th. We still have a little more than 2 months before this game is going to be played. But I find it interesting how the schedule leaks are starting to come out early here. We now know that the Knicks and Boston face off opening night, like we just said. And Christmas game, Chris. And it was surprise. It took me by surprise that the New York Knicks will, obviously, we're playing Christmas, newsflash. But it's no one who you would think it would be. It's not the 76ers. It's not the Miami Heat. It's, you know, it's not the Celtics. It's not the Bucks. It's the San Antonio Spurs coming into MSG December 25th, Christmas Day. I like it. It's different.
I like it. I was just going to say the same thing. I like it, man. I'm tired of it being, you know, the Heat. I'm tired of it being, you know, the Celtics, the 76ers, you know. The Spurs, man. We all saw, you know, Wemby, obviously with the Olympics and everything going on. I don't know if you heard this, but Wemby basically told the entire NBA, you know, watch out for me in a year or two. You know, sending warning shots out there. Yeah. So I like it, man. I like it. Obviously, you know, Wemby is good for the NBA. We're gonna see plenty of him. And come Christmas time, you know, then the new look Spurs are gonna be interesting, man. So that's a fun matchup. I like that.
It is, and we need some revenge on Knicks Spurs. Remember when Brunson and Wemby had that great, I mean, that was a great game. I forgot the month it was in, but Knicks wound up ultimately losing that game. But Wembanyama was going off. Brunson, I think he had like 61. Like he was 2 points away from Melo's record. There was so many opportunities for him to break it. but yeah, that's I'm excited. Look, Knicks, Spurs, Wemby in the Garden. He's obviously a, you know, ascending superstar in this league, and he's going to be a great player. But yeah, schedule leaks. Knicks Celtics opening night. Knicks Spurs. We have Christmas, and we have some preseason news to get to as well. Let me just pull up the preseason schedule, Chris. But it's crazy, right? I mean, the schedules have just been coming out, and it's like the season just ended. But
it feels that way, man. But if you really think about it, it's right around the corner, man. And you know what? I'm happy because I need to watch Jalen Brunson play more basketball, man.
Yeah, likewise. So here is the preseason schedule. Those of you on the audio side, October 6th, the New York Knicks are at Charlotte. October 9th, we have the Washington Wizards. The 13th, the Timberwolves. The 15th, the Hornets. The 19th, is that the Wizards again?
Yes, yeah. I believe 18th.
Oh, yeah, excuse me, the 18th. So October 6th, that is, I wrote this down too. That is 54 days until preseason. That's
right around the corner, man.
That's right around the corner, man. That's, you know, look, September, I know it's beginning of August, September's rolling around, you know, football starting next month, but, you know, I feel like the NBA has short summers. It's just, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just excited. I don't know.
I mean, I think it's that. Also, the Olympic going on, you know, got USA basketball, and before that it was FIBA. So, you know, makes it seem a lot shorter than I guess what it is. But I'm happy, man. Well, especially with my Mets, you know, being pedestrian and whatnot, you know, I need the Knicks back.
Speaking of USA, Chris brought it up. Obviously, congratulations to the USA team. They won the gold medal. Chris, I haven't run this by you, but did you watch any USA?
I did.
You did?
I did. I watched, especially the last two games.
Yeah.
That I just felt were too close to be, it should have not been that close, but go ahead.
Don't get me wrong. I love the Olympics. I love the USA, but I cannot find myself rooting for like Joel Embiid, like LeBron James. I don't know. Like, I can't put my fandom aside, like my Knicks fandom, is it runs deep that I can't find myself rooting for. Like, it, maybe it's just a me problem. Like, maybe I got to go seek therapy or something. But I just, look, I'm happy they won the gold, obviously. But, you know, I don't know.
No, I get it, man. I get it because I was the same exact way. You know, some guys, I find it easier to cheer for them than yeah. others. You know, like, I kept bringing up Tyrese Haliburton. I was like, man, why is this dude even on the Team USA squad? He hasn't played a damn minute. You know, and then obviously Embiid, you know, for good reason. But, you know, it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch. You kind of knew they were going to win it. I was more surprised that they struggled a bit, especially the last two games, you know, against France and Serbia.
Yeah.
But I get it, man. I get it 100%. You know, it was hard for me to see Embiid out there, and I kind of cheered when he lost the ball late in the game against France, which, you know, probably isn't a good look for me. But like you said, man, it's hard to check the fandom at the door, you know?
I just hate Embiid so much. Like, I don't like him. Like, I don't. And, like, his look, whatever. But congrats to the USA. But, yeah. Something I just need to get over, maybe. Appreciate every single one of you guys in here, like, impromptu live stream. So, Buzzer Beat in the chat, what's going on? Daniel Berry Sports, what's going on? Nostalgic Nick, what's going on? Jabroni says, they only usually give us 4 games for preseason. I'm glad they gave us an extra game to practice. And yes, good point, Jabroni. Knowing Tom Thibodeau, you know he's going to pretty much play his starters. Like, we don't, like, maybe the last game you'll see, like, the fifth game, you won't see, like, our main starting five in there. But, you know, Tom Thibodeau, Chris, he normally doesn't, you know, sit his guys during preseason. The guys are normally getting their burn, obviously, fairly, not like new team, but you're having Mitchell Robinson back in the starting lineup. Then you obviously are adding Mikal Bridges to the mix. Not saying, like, the guys have played together a ton, so chemistry wise, look, Julius Randle still needs to get, you know, his feet wet a little bit with the guys. Who knows if he's even going to play preseason?
Yeah.
You know, we could come training camp. It could be, look, Julius Randle's week to week. We don't know, but stories are out there saying that he is healthy. So, yeah, Chris, preseason is just a chance for the guys to get their feet wet. Mikal Bridges and Julius Randle, they get their chemistry together. But other than the Villanova guys, I'm not worried about those guys in particular.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when it comes to preseason, the biggest thing is going to be, you know, trying out some new things, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me. But yeah, just trying out some new things. Maybe we got to look at the offense a little bit, you know. But if I know Tibbs, he's not going to tip his cap too much. It's probably going to be more focused on the defensive end, you know, just guys figuring out where they got to be, which, mm-hmm. again, majority of these guys have played together. But, you know, losing Ihart, there'll be a little bit of an adjustment with Mitch back in the fold as the starting center. Not much. I really don't see much of an adjustment there. But, you know, this team is largely the same. So it could just be something where they go out there and try a bunch of new things, you know. Maybe a lot of the small ball lineups we've been wondering about.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Jabroni says this was the most unlikable bunch of characters on a Team USA team. And to top it off, of course, they make it all about LaFlop. Jabroni throwing in haymakers. I wouldn't say that. I mean, you know, Durant was kind of getting into it with some fans on Twitter. Steph Curry was absolutely amazing for Team USA, pretty much propelling them, and Kevin Durant as well. And Embiid had his moments. I think Haliburton never played, should have been Jalen Brunson with that gold medal. I'm salty, still salty about that, but yeah. Jason Tatum really never played, which was kind of odd. But
it was odd, and especially considering, you know, Boston Celtic, I kind of felt bad for him, you know, because here's a guy who just won a ring. We all heard the drama about Jaylen Brown being snubbed from the team and whatnot, and then Jason Tatum barely sniffs the floor, you know? And I believe there was, like, an article that just came out recently where Kerr said they evaluated Jason Tatum as the 11th man on the team. So that's kind of insane. Because I think Jayson Tatum is up there, you know. Maybe not up there with a LeBron or a KD or Steph at this point in time, but definitely pretty damn close, right? So, I mean, interesting that I felt bad for Tatum, man.
I think it's just more of the one of those things where you got to pay your dues. Like, obviously, you had Durant, LeBron, Steph. I think Kerr wanted to get those guys more run than Tatum, and the other guys will be the next guys in the next 4 years to kind of run the ship and run the show. So it's kind of like a seniority thing, if that makes sense. It's like, all right, wait your time. We know you're great. You're on the team, but just chill out for now until in 4 years, because LeBron and Steph in 4 years, they probably won't even be on the team, but who knows? LeBron is just, I don't know. I don't know what that man is eating, drinking. I don't know.
I mean, I got to give it to LeBron, you know, early on at least when it came to the Olympic Games. I don't know where they would be without him, because Curry was as cold as could be. Yeah. You know, Curry really shined the last 2-3 games of the Olympics, and KD was solid after he got over his he had a bit of an injury coming into the Olympic Games. So, you know, but all in all, you know, they went all the way, they got the gold, and that's basically what it was all about, right? Was just getting Team USA gold again.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how they go from here. And like you said, might be the last year for LeBron. I know he's hinted at it. Same with KD. Even Steph. This was his first Olympics, and he's probably like, I'm done.
Yeah, so congrats to the boys. Congrats to USA. But, yeah, some Knicks news. Obviously, we can get into the Precious thing. So Precious Achiuwa has re-signed with the New York Knicks. I thought it was funny. Today he posted a picture of him. He was walking lions, if I'm not mistaken, which is insane. I have a picture here that I'll pull up. But yeah, Chris, Precious Achiuwa, speak on that. Speak on, you know, obviously the Knicks got that done. It took them a while, but hold on, let me put this. Yeah, here it is. He's walking lions. Wow.
I don't even know what that's a hard picture right there, man.
It's hard, but, man. He won the summer. He won the summer with that. That's crazy. It's insane,
though. I mean, the Knicks waited, obviously, till the end with Precious. I'm not sure if maybe we'll hear down the line what their plan was. Maybe that was just the fallback at the end of the day. But, you know, I'm happy to have him back, especially considering it was slim pickings out there for, you know, a guy like Precious. Yeah. So it's nice to have him back. Again, another guy who knows the system at this point, you know, we know what to expect. And he's a young guy, man. I think he's what, 26, 25? Yeah, so there's plenty there for him to offer and even grow. So I think it was nice to get Precious back into the fold and get somebody who just knows the system, because, you know, a lot of us were thinking, why haven't they signed Precious? What's taking so long? We thought maybe they're going to do a sign and trade and bring in somebody else. You know, there was all the rumors about Walker Kessler coming in and things like that via trade. So, you know, just goes to show that some things just don't materialize. But luckily we had Precious there as a safety, you know, like a safety blanket almost. So I'm happy he's back.
Yeah, they gave him $6 million, I believe. So it gives the Knicks flexibility, right? So I think right now the roster is set, in my opinion. Obviously, a lot of Knicks fans, including myself, are kind of nervous going into the season with just Mitchell Robinson being the pretty much center on the team. I mean, Knicks can mix and match a ton of lineups, go small here and there with Randall, Precious. You have length now with Bridges, OG. OG can guard 1 through 5. And obviously we have other guys in the rotation that, you know, will get their playing time. But, you know, you're relying on a healthy season from Mitchell Robinson pretty much. But I think what the Knicks did with re-signing Precious Achiuwa gave them some flexibility. So come December, you know, I think Precious will be eligible to get traded, or come trading deadline, you can pair that $6 million with, let's say, someone else, you know? that can, you know, obviously, Jonas Valanciunas' name has been linked to the New York Knicks. His name has been in rumors as well. So the Knicks gave themselves some options, and I feel like the roster right now on August 12th is set. But that doesn't necessarily mean come end of December, beginning of January, that this will be the roster, because I still do think there's one more move to come, and that move is another big. But you don't necessarily need to address that, you know, right now. You go into the season, see what you got, judge the health with Mitchell Robinson, and just go from there. But yeah, that's just my whole take on the Precious thing, you know.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like you said, there's plenty of time. It's early on. We can get away with some form of Precious, Jericho Sims, you know, maybe even some of the younger guys, the rooks, if needed. But, you know, I do also feel like come, you know, trade deadline or even earlier, the Knicks will make a move for a more solid veteran backup big, a true big at least.
Yeah, look, you don't have to complete your championship roster in October, right? It doesn't necessarily need to be complete right now, or even in August, it doesn't need to be complete. You know, go into the season, judge your team, make the right trades necessary, and then get better. But there is a risk to that, Chris. You know, you're banking on a healthy Mitchell Robinson, so you're banking on him to stay healthy for a majority of the season. Because God forbid something worse to happen, then you're pretty much backing yourself in a corner, and other teams are like, look, you're desperate, man. So we're going to try to pry out a little bit more than what you're trying to give us. But, you know, obviously we don't want to think like that, but we're just laying out all the possibilities for you guys.
Yeah. And that's something we've seen in the past, you know, and that's not even including, you know, the Knicks tax that's out there. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't play out that way. Hopefully I'm rooting for Mitch. I'm rooting for Mitch to have a healthy season, you know, 60, 70 games plus would be amazing. And let's see down the road what the Knicks do, because that is one area of concern for me. It's that backup big spot.
Yeah. Also, Ortiz, what's going on? Salute to everyone in the chat. If you haven't done so already, just smash the subscribe button, smash the like button, impromptu live stream on August 12th, just chopping it up, talking about the New York Knicks. Whatever you guys want to talk about, you guys can chime in the chat as well. Kevin McCullough also signed a two-way contract with the New York Knicks, and the New York Knicks have also agreed to a deal with Chuma Okeke. He's from the Orlando Magic. It's another two-way deal, another wing. Interesting. So, not, you know, a big, but has some upside. Had some moments from the Orlando during his time with the Orlando Magic, Chris, and yeah, he's just, you know, some, I guess maybe the Knicks see something in him that we don't see. Maybe they can unlock some things, and we just have to go from there.
Yeah, it was an interesting pickup that I didn't expect. I didn't see that one coming at all. I'm not even going to lie. But, you know, young kid, right? He was a first-round pick, I believe, in 2019, 16th overall. Mm-hmm. He's 6'7", does play power forward, small forward. But like you said, he's young. He's 25 years old, I believe. You know, I saw some highlights. We all know highlights are always the good, none of the bad. But looks like he can move around the court. You know, it looks like he can put the ball on the floor, you know, drive into the paint, create some havoc there. And he can shoot the ball a little bit too. So hopefully we see more of those highlights and not too much of the bad when he's on the floor for the Knicks. But, yeah, interesting pickup there, man.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Interesting. So Leon Rose still working them phones. E-Money says, I want the Knicks to win a championship with Julius Randle on the team. We'll talk about Julius Randle in a bit as well. He's eligible to sign that extension. I think he's been eligible since August 3rd, but crickets. Nothing done yet. Nostalgic says, this team is stacked. Yeah, this team is, look, our bench is, look, I think a lot of people are overlooking our bench. Like, people are looking at our starters, and it's one of the best starting fives in the NBA, Chris. But I really do think that our bench is what's going to really put teams away. You're now talking about Dante off the bench. You're now talking about Hart back on the bench. Look, injuries happen, but McBride, you know, come on, man.
It's looking scary, man. It's looking scary. I would think back to you know, when we had IQ off the bench, things like that. But, you know, you're talking about guys that were the starters primarily last season, you know, took big jumps, and now they're on the bench. You know, coming off the bench, it's going to be crazy, man. They're literally basically starters coming off your bench.
McBride, Campaign, don't forget about Summer League God, Tyler Kolek, my boy Tyler Kolek. You know, we're going to be a deep team. And Ariel Huck-Porty, don't forget about him. I'm excited for him. I'm excited for everybody, man, honestly.
We got a good squad, man.
I think watch Huck-Porty, because I feel like Chris Huck-Porty is gonna be one of those guys that come January, February, we're gonna be talking about him. Like, he's gonna be that backup big, and I feel like he can take some strides here. I know I'm being way too optimistic, but I like what I saw from Huck-Porty. I really did. And the Knicks love him. That's for sure. So
Yeah, and then look, he has some ties to iHeart, so, you know, if he's a hard worker like iHeart, puts in the work,
yeah,
only good things come from that. So he could be a, you know, sleeper fan favorite if he does see the floor.
For sure. Also got this little news here. Jericho Sims played hurt last year, Chris. Is that what I'm saying?
The past few years, actually.
Okay.
So apparently. He had a torn ligament in his thumb about 2 years ago, wasn't able to really ramp up for the season. And then a year ago, he tore his labrum and his cuff tendon in his shooting shoulder, which kind of sounds a lot like, you know, what Julius is kind of going through in a sense. So again, another rehab stint that took him mostly through the summer, couldn't prepare as much. Now they're saying, you know, the reports out there that Jericho Sims is fully healthy for the first time, able to participate in the actual preseason, you know, go through a regular camp. Mm-hmm. He's been working on his offense, man. We've seen the videos out there. He's shooting mid-range jumpers. He's working on his post game, and he's extending to the three-point line, man. So they're trying to say Jericho Sims is coming. what do you think about that, man? Because, you know, now having Precious back into the fold, obviously we still don't have a traditional big man to back up Mitch. You know, we have Huck-Porty there now as well, and even Okiki now added, who can play, you know, some spot minutes at the four. Where does Sims?
These guys won't play, Chris.
Where does Sims crack the rotation, man? Does he have a role, or is it just, you know, break glass?
Look, I'm a huge Jericho Sims supporter, but if you're talking about a rotation off the bench, let's just go through it. Of Precious, Dante, Josh Hart, Deuce McBride, and maybe a fifth. You're still looking at a Kolek. You're still, you know, looking at a Campaign. You're still looking at, you know, what's going to really training camp. It's going to be training camp, because we know as of right now, Precious is going to get the nod over Jericho, I think, in my opinion. I could be totally wrong.
I believe that to be the case.
Knicks could just be looking at this like, look, when Mitch is going to come out the game, and we've talked about having Mitchell Robinson sort of on a, you know, plan where the Knicks are limiting him tremendously to prevent him from getting injured or getting hurt. I know most of the time it's freak injuries, but, you know, I think you're going to have Precious backing up Randall, Mitch, and then, you know, you're going to have Josh Hart in the mix, obviously guarding whoever. It's going to be obviously team-based. Obviously our opponent matters, but I don't see Jericho being that guy for us, you know. I want to be wrong. I really do.
Same.
Because look at it this way. I did not see Deuce McBride taking this leap. I didn't see it at all. Deuce McBride last season, postseason, especially in the playoffs. I was worried about him. That was my number one concern. How will Deuce McBride perform in the playoffs?
Amazing. And
he was amazing. He was awesome. So Jericho, now's your time, you know? Now's your time. Show it in training camp. Let's go.
Yeah. I was just going to say, the only way I could see it where Jericho somehow leaps over Precious is if he goes out there and he's hitting mid-range shots, if he's hitting three-point shots, you know, if he's showing them something they haven't seen before and doing it consistently.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm rooting for him too, man. I think Jericho Sims is, you know, one of those guys that is a hard worker, obviously a gem that was uncovered, can give you those spot minutes, but it would be nice to see him have more of an impact, you know, reach another level, especially on the stacked Knicks squad. You know, that would be icing on the cake.
Stacked Knicks squad, indeed. Appreciate every single one of you in here. Speed Demon says, sorry, I'm late to the party. Let's go, Knicks. Hit the like button, everyone. What's going on, Speed? Jack City says, a Knicks fan has entered the chat. What's going on, Jack? Yeah, just chopping it up, talking about the New York Knicks on this, you know, Monday evening. This wasn't scheduled. Sorry about that, Chris. We got to do a better job scheduling these pods. I know you normally do it every Sunday. I know you get on me. You're like, pod? I'm like, you know, let's just wait for more news to come out. It's my fault, honestly. It really is my fault.
I mean, things have been slow, man. You know, we got things going on and whatnot, you know, so it's all good, man. But we'll definitely be getting on here a lot more as, you know, the season comes closer and closer.
For sure. If you're just joining us, opening night has been set. The New York Knicks versus the Boston Celtics. That is on October 22nd, ring night. Going to Boston, ruin their ring night. What better way to open up a season than with a dub in Boston? I remember the dub that the Knicks got at the end of last season where the Boston Celtics played everybody, but they were saying, you know, this game really doesn't matter to us when Brunson was going off. Now is a time where the New York Knicks can make a statement. And look, I love it. And then I love it, Chris. I love it.
That's going to be fun, man. But like I said, maybe just, you know, that's not to go too crazy when it comes to celebrating if we get that dub, you know. Again, I don't want a repeat of the last time we faced Boston on opening night.
Yeah, you won't get that. All right. So, look, we touched on it. Julius Randle is extension eligible. This is from Scott Perry, the Knicks' former GM. He says the Knicks should offer him an extension for a few reasons. Great fit with this current roster, accustomed to playing in New York City, and he will be as motivated as ever with unfinished business with this organization. So, Chris, I've been reading a lot regarding this Julius Randle thing, and it's looking like I just don't see this getting done. It just seems like the Knicks are kind of waiting it out. I think the Knicks have a price in mind, and I think Julius Randle has a price in mind, and I think it's just two sides where Randle wants more money. He's seeing what all these other players are getting, and he's like, I want more money. So,
and look, I think if that's the stance that Julius is taking, you can't really be mad at him, right? Because, you know, none of us here is going to turn down money.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I kind of expected this. You know, there's the whole entire, is Julius Randle even healthy? You know, is he going to be the same Julius Randle? So I still take that stance. You know, the Knicks are probably waiting to see Julius Randle on the court. Let's see what you can do. If you look like Julius Randle of old, let's talk. Let's talk extension. If not, we're going to roll the dice and see if you ever get to that point at some point. But, you know, there's a chance that it just doesn't get done. Do you find it kind of weird, though, that Scott Perry is kind of out there just like, hey, man, this used to be my guy, so let me just throw this out there. You guys should extend this, man.
Scott, obviously he's a smart man. Shout out to Scott Perry. I don't find it weird. I just feel like it's the obvious thing. Like, obviously, if you were to ask me or you, like, do you want to extend Randle? I would say, yeah. But, you know, who would be that guy to trade if you were looking to maybe improve or upgrade your team, it's Julius Randle, right? Yeah. Not saying I would like that. I'm just saying, you know, it's just the nature of the business right now in the NBA. And attractive contract, great player. And, you know, if the Knicks and him can't come to an agreement, that's something to watch, you know, to watch. Because are you trading? You're not trading the big dogs. You're not trading OG. You're not trading Brunson. I don't want it. I honestly don't want it to get to that point. Like, I want this to be our championship team, honestly. Yeah. But
and quite frankly, I think Julius Randle is going to be an X factor for us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, if we had Julius Randle this past season, if he didn't get injured, we're probably battling, you know, Boston, you know, we're probably getting to that point in the season. So I think Julius Randle is going to be fine. I mean, look, we haven't seen him on the court yet, but if we all know Julius Randle, he's going to put in the work, rehab, and get as close to 100% as he can be. And he's going to leave it out on the floor, man. I really, like it was mentioned in the comments earlier, I really want to see this team win a championship with Julius Randle, man. Because let's not forget, man, he's an Iron Man. He came here, had some ups, had a lot of downs, you know, but I think we're just at a spot where we know what we're getting with Julius, right?
Yeah.
And it's hard to get his type of production in a trade, man. It's really tough. I mean, you got a guy who can get you 25, 10, and 5. So it's hard to come around somebody who's going to give you equal production.
It is. So, you know, that situation is ongoing, and, you know, he's extension eligible right now. Don't think that's going to get done, but you never know. I think the deadline, I believe, is the end of October. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, Chris, I've been looking around, and the Knicks win total. Have you seen this number?
No, not yet.
So the Knicks win total is 52.5. 52.5. What would you do? Would you take the over or the under? I thought that was, I don't know. Let me get your opinion.
I feel like that's kind of light.
Right?
I mean, obviously we're biased, but I feel like definitely over. I think definitely over. I mean, obviously, we don't know health-wise and how things play out. Maybe that's a big factor. Maybe they're trying to say, you know, Mitch, you know, won't last or something like that. Maybe I could see something like that. But even with that, I still think over.
Do you know the last time the Knicks won over 52 games?
Is that a trivia question?
I don't know, man. When was the last time the Knicks won over 52 games? This is a layup.
Nah, man. I don't know that off the top of my head.
No?
No.
Last think. Season? Think hard, and then you'll figure it out.
Last season?
No, we 50 wins last season. 50-32 last season. So we were 3 wins away from hitting the 52.5 mark. But the last time was the 2012 season. With Melo and the squad.
Well, that's what I said. The Melo seasons.
Yeah, where we freaking,
JR, Melo, JR, Tyson.
Yeah, exactly. So that's 3 more wins than last season. The Knicks were 50-32 last season. You add Mikal Bridges. You lose Isaiah Hartenstein. You have OG Anunoby for... Let's not put a full season on Anunoby. Let's say he plays 65-70 games, because he hasn't played 70 games, I think, since his rookie season. You have him for the majority of the season. Mikal Bridges don't miss time.
Yep. Never gets hurt.
I don't know, man. I think the Knicks can get 55 plus, but that's just me. I don't know. I just feel like it's obtainable.
I think so, too. I mean, the only thing I could see happening is, again, Mitch going down, you know, some prolonged type of injury where kind of people's roles start getting jumbled up, you know, people that shouldn't be playing the 5 are now playing the 5 and things like that.
Yeah.
But I just think the team is too deep, man. Even without a solid backup big at the moment, I think we just have too many pieces that we could just plug in different spots, man. You know, they say the NBA now is positionless anyway, so I think we fit that mold well.
We do. We really do. And, you know, I feel like, look, I'm seeing a lot of chatter on X, on Twitter about, you know, I don't know, man. I'm just seeing a lot of people just discount the Knicks. And I'm telling you guys, man, I mean, I know we're Knicks fans, the Knicks Nation channel. But look, man, this is going to be a really good team. Like, this year is going to be special. It is. It is. Yeah.
But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way, right? Let's just keep that underdog role.
Yeah, for sure. Look, I like the underdog role. I do. I don't like when people pick us.
So. Yeah. I say, you know what? We'll prove y'all wrong, basically. That's this upcoming season. I have high hopes, you know, with the squad that we have, man. How can you not have high hopes? It's kind of crazy. People are trying to downplay us, but I mean, it's a damn good team, man.
Jabroni says 57-25 second seed could be first, depending on when KP comes back. A lot of, yeah, don't forget that Kristaps Porzingis is out for, I think, until like January, February. So Knicks, yeah. You know, the best thing would be to get off to a great start, you know, maybe solidify the one seed, and you want to keep, you know, keep on rocking until, you know, the end of the season, obviously. But yeah, I mean, I thought that was a little bit too low. Decided to bring that up to Chris, 52.5. I would, you know, take the over on that. Not recommending it, you know, but I would take
the over. I recommend it.
You recommend it?
I recommend it, man. Yeah. I think that's over, man. I think that's an over for sure.
All right, so I'm around the NBA stuff. So apparently Charles Barkley was retiring, and now he's coming back. So he will stay with TNT, finalizing his $200 million deal role. And we can watch TNT for another season. Yay.
I actually like Barkley, man. He's a funny dude. Obviously, he's like, you know, one of their top draws there, but.
Hater.
Who knows? Maybe they'll finally give us some props, you know?
Never die. He's made more money in TNT than his playing career. But
yeah, that's exactly why he's not retiring. He's going to go down with the ship.
Exactly. Ortiz says, being the underdog motivates. Yeah, it does. You know, yeah. This Knicks team is going to. It's going to be a great year. But like I said earlier, I do not think that – I think this is the team going into, you know, the season. I think we're kind of done in that regard. But signing Precious to the $6 million deal, you have campaign. You can mix and match some contracts. And, you know, Valanciunas' name has been up in the air in terms of rumors. So come January, February, the Knicks could have, you know, not saying a – different team, but you know, you could add some center depth in the new year. So you just go into the season, see what you got, see if Mitchell Robinson can stay healthy, which he hasn't. So that scares me, man. It does. That's my number one concern. If you were to tell me my number one concern of the 2024-2025 season is the center position. It is Mitchell Robinson staying healthy. That's it. That's my number one concern. Other than that, I think the Knicks have, you know, they don't have holes. It's that center position that bothers me.
It bothers me too, man. Yeah. And it scares me that, you know, there could be a night where Taj Gibson is back on the court for the Knicks or something like that, you know. Hopefully not, but look, like I said, I'm rooting for Mitch. I really, really hope he, you know, I think he was trying to get slimmer, if I'm not mistaken. He was kind of teasing that he was going to go back down to like his college weight or something like that, which I don't know if that's good or bad, but you know what? If it helps him stave off the injuries, I'm all for it.
Yeah, for sure. So look, just wanted to come on here and, you know, Knicks Celtics opening night, October 22nd. Knicks Spurs Christmas Day. Interesting little wrinkle that the NBA threw in there. Wemby coming to the Garden. Obviously, he's a transcending player. They have Chris Paul now. They have kind of a revamped new look team coming into the Garden Christmas Day. I think that will be a major, massive draw. That should be fun. Preseason coming up. And, you know, Brunson, Cat, Captain. You think Brunson should wear a C on his jersey?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, it would be dope,
I don't think so.
I think everybody just knows he's the captain. You know? Yeah. Like you don't have to put it on the jersey. He just knows. You just know that's the captain right there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's too humble for all that. Like, he doesn't want, even during his press conference when he was talking, he's like, look, the Knicks have been, like, their media team has done an awesome job this summer in terms of, like, the Brunson news and promoting Brunson. Yeah. But even during his press conference, he was like, when this is all over, like, we got to get back to work. Like, this is cool. This is fun. I'm captain. Thank you. But we got to get back to work and go to the gym. So I like that. But I don't think he will see.
You gotta love that man about Brunson.
Yeah.
Always just wants, you know, he's all about the team. You know what? Exactly what you want from a captain, right? What was your favorite part of the entire Brunson presentation? I mean, I think I got the most obvious one, but I'm wondering what was your favorite part?
Of the ceremony that they had?
Yeah, the captain ceremony, just like.
It's when he joked about the check, when they handed him a check, and he was like, is that for an extra $113 million that you guys owe me? For him taking that pay cut.
Oh, man. For me, it was OG Anunoby.
Oh, yeah. With
the video, he's like, congratulations, JB. You only see like half of his face.
That's OG for you, man. He's hilarious. I put that as my Twitter header, too. I thought that was hilarious. OG Anunoby.
He's a clown, man. I love it. I love it.
He is, man. Jabroni says Chuck out here getting a bigger extension than JB.
That's real, man. Damn.
Just not even giving like valuable insight too, which is crazy. Knicks 119 art says if OG plays 65 games, we're deadly. But I'd eat my hat if he does. I don't want you to eat your hat, but I think we can get 65, 70 games out of OG Anunoby.
That'd be amazing.
Just give me 70, right? You can miss 12. I don't care. Miss 12. Maybe miss a couple a month. I don't know. Injuries happen. Just give me 70. 70 plus games is a good season. You know,
you don't have to think about OGs. He's always had these like little weird freak accidents, you know, like little freak injuries. So,
yeah.
I mean, who's to say he doesn't stay healthy? Man, you know, maybe they just have him in bubble wrap waiting for the season to start.
Yeah. So, I'd eat my hat if he does. Look, Knicks 119. I'm going to write this down. And if he plays over 65 games, I want to see you eat that hat. But no. Yeah, hoping for the best.
That challenge too, man. I might eat a hat.
Yeah, we can get 70 out of OG, and we already have an Iron Man and Mikal in the starting lineup. That's important. So, yeah, did we miss anything tonight, Chris? Just wanted to come on here and leak the schedule, pretty much, you know?
Man, not much going on. A little bit of everything. News has been kind of slow, but, you know, like you said, what, 59 days to preseason basketball, I believe? Mm-hmm. So right around the corner, man, and we'll be able to see some of the Knicks get out there and see what this new squad looks like.
Yeah, for sure. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. If you're listening on the audio side, don't forget to give us a rating. It really helps us out on that end. Really appreciate every single one of you joining us here tonight, giving us your time. I know time is very valuable, so Chris and I appreciate it. Obviously, it's slow season, so we just want to come on here and talk about the schedule. I thought the Knicks-Celtics matchup, it was inevitable, but, you know, we got it. It's official. So, October, let's bring it. Training camp, September, that's next month.
Next month, guys. man. And Knicks Spurs, man, Christmas Day game. That's going to be fun. I like that. I really do like that.
Nice like change of pace. Wemby in the Garden against JB. Rematch of that epic, thrilling matchup. All right. So we covered everything, Chris. I mean, right? Didn't really.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott King. So I want to touch on that really quick. Scott King went to the Spurs. We touched on it earlier. The video guy for the New York Knicks. He's actually the guy that Julius Randle slammed the laptop, and he was getting in Randle's face about plays. And, you know, that video, obviously we all remember that. But, yeah, I mean, the San Antonio Spurs, you know, stealing our guys. I don't like that. But
it's just more fuel for the Christmas Day game. There it is. Scott King. Yeah. I know someone who's not upset with that move. It's probably Julius Randle.
Nah, Randall's past that. He's good. He's good. But look, we're losing a lot of like assistants and like, I don't know, man. I don't like that, man. I don't like that. Johnny Bryant, come on.
We brought in some good guys.
Yeah, we did.
So we gotta see how it plays out, though, you know. But yeah, Johnny Bryant. I mean. That loss hurts more than I do. I want to believe that loss hurts more than a Scott King. So,
yeah, you know, we'll be all right.
We'll be good.
And the Thibs contract is rumored to be a little bit over $30 million over the 3-year extension. So, Tom Thibodeau, dinner's on you, sir. Congrats to you, sir.
Congrats to Tom Thibodeau. We all knew that was going to obviously happen no matter what, especially with JB taking that massive pay cut.
Of which, course.
Which Draymond Green wanted to remind us, by the way, that he was the first one to take a pay cut and not Jalen Brunson. So, you know, JB followed in his footsteps. Just want to bring that up, how ridiculous that is. But yeah.
Quote, he did the Draymond Green. I signed that for $100 million. If I waited, I could have gotten 4 for 180, but I needed to lock my money in. That was from Draymond Green. He's just he always wants to be in the media.
Just wants to take spotlight, man.
Yeah, he always does. Nostalgic says this will be an amazing series. Talking about the Celtics, Knicks, but yeah, be an amazing season. Number one, it will be an amazing season. All right, Chris, this was fun, man. Episode 61 of the Knicks Nation podcast. Chris and I actually skip the podcast episode. So,
whoops.
We have a membership on YouTube. So if you guys wanted to join and help us, you know, support the YouTube channel, that'd be fun. When we get to 10 members, we'll actually be dropping an extra podcast episode on the membership channel. So that should be fun. But we skipped it. We went from I forgot which one we skipped, but oops.
It happens, man, but we'll make up for it.
Yeah, we will. All right, this was fun. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.